We now interrupt your regularly scheduled insanity to bring you this commercial break.
I tell you what, working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial, did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, you know what? My mistake.
You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
You're exactly right.
We all black and famous.
You are guilty.
Coming up on this episode of The Commercial Break.
It's so funny, too, because I was doing a little bit of research into some other podcasts and their reviews and that kind of thing. And I came across one podcast. I won't mention it, but there was a review posted, but it was a recipe for like turkey chili.
That's my mom. And
it's like,
hi, Brian, oh, I found your podcast.
That is a review, but
it is just a review of chili. Round one.
Wait, before we get started, can I preface this by saying that I was telling my husband Jeff yesterday about this game, and he had not heard of it before. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, like it's been going around for a while.
It's really
funny, and you have to fuck somebody, marry somebody, or kill somebody. He's like, well, I don't want you to marry anybody else. And I was like, well, so you're okay though with me fucking or killing somebody?
Man, how priorities change once you put that ring on that finger, isn't it? Don't worry, Hildy. You'll truly get there one day. They never play the same set
special. Get something special. Song they haven't played in years.
That's right.
It's called Bust Out. Bust Out song.
It's called a Bust Out song?
Yeah.
Is that like when they bust out something, for, like one of the old tracks?
That's right. One of the old ones.
Lay it down for 26 to 32 minutes. While I take a piss, find a new girlfriend, get someone pregnant, and
exactly.
Do a couple hits of ecstasy.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. It's another episode of The Commercial Break, episode number, who gives a fuck? It's the pandemic.
What day is it?
Who gives a shit? We were listening to another podcast. Our good friends over there, Steve and Kyle, were deep diving into our podcast. And they were upset because they had only a couple, like 105 stars on their podcast. And they're on episode number like 165,000 or something like that. And we're only on episode number whatever the fuck, 27, 28. And we got like 307 five-star reviews. But I will let you in a little secret. I have no fucking clue how we have 307 five-star reviews. I'm pretty sure there's another commercial break out there somewhere. And people are like, wow, I got to give those guys five stars. They're really good. Because, I mean, I don't even think we have 307 listeners. I mean, where did we get 307 five-star reviews? I'll take them. I just don't know where in
absolutely
the world we got them. Yeah.
It's so funny, too, because I was doing a little bit of research into some other podcasts and their reviews and that kind of thing. And I came across one podcast. I won't mention it, but there was a review posted, but it was a recipe for like turkey chili.
That's my mom. And
it's like,
hi, Brian, oh, I found your podcast.
That is a review, but
it is just a review of chili.
Hi, Brian. I found your podcast. I'm swapping recipes with Teresa from Wisconsin.
Right.
This is a great message app, this podcast. It's like text messaging.
Sure, Mom. Thanks. I appreciate it. Did you leave me a five-star review?
I thought the less the better, so I put one 12 times.
Thanks, Mom. I appreciate that. Yeah, speaking of podcasts, I was listening to... There's a great podcast that if you love British accents, which you know that I'm into, because that's all I watch on Netflix.
Who doesn't love a British accent?
Who
doesn't? British accents can get away with saying things American accents could never say.
Never.
Jeff has a British friend that with a British accent. And
I know that guy. Yeah.
Some of the emails are the most outrageous things, but he's British and so it's funny.
Yeah, he's such an asshole sometimes too, but you're like, he's so British. I think he's just trying to be nice, but... Could go out and smoke a fag. You want one? And I'm like, I don't know. We don't do that in public. That's for the bedroom. I don't know what you're talking about. That's my favorite. And they still use it because I watch, because I've explained here on the show that I am deep into a British television show addiction that I have on Netflix. That's all I watch, yeah, is like British comedies. And they still use that expression. Like, I'm going out to get a fag. And it's like, well, mm-hmm, it's just so jarring sometimes. Cause I'm like, if, yeah, you said that in the United States, you would certainly be, I mean, in some circles might be beaten within an inch of your life. In other circles, it might be, hell yeah, man, go get you a fag.
Smoke you one.
Smoke you one. I done smoked a couple. Each star on my Confederate flags. So these guys.
Don't get me started.
Don't even get me started. Don't get me started. We're gonna leave it alone today. I'm just gonna. Yeah. I just can't even. I can't even. I felt like
it's too much.
I'm gonna bring someone on the show that can really give us some clear, concise insight into the political landscape right now, because you and I are really? Just, yeah, we're just a couple of bumblefuck idiots. Who fucking cares what we have to say about,
yeah,
the political landscape in the United States? We're like everybody, you know, mm-hmm, everyone has an opinion. And you know what they say about opinions? They're like assholes. They all stink, right? It's just like, who cares? But I'm going to try and bring somebody
up.
Is
that up. A British expression?
That is a British expression. So these two guys, I found this podcast called Worst Foot Forward, which, first of all, the name's brilliant, right? But these two guys, what they do is they bring a new guest on. Seems like every week they have a guest, and they talk about the worst something, right? Instead of talking about, like, you know, a top 10 list, they talk about the worst something. They get into conspiracy theories.
I like that.
It's really good. It's quite highbrow sometimes, too. So if you're like, if you, yes, want to stretch your brain a little bit, you can go over there and listen to the two of them. They are brilliant. Barry and Ben. Barry and Ben. I want to say Barry and Dave. I don't know why I want to say that, but Barry and Ben. And they're really quite funny. And so they bring a lot of people, a lot of different people. I'm like 13 episodes in right now. And so I thought I'd give them a shout out because they've given me quite a giggle sometimes. And, you know, they've got a British accent. So that makes me a little hot to trot in my pantalones.
Did you know that I am British?
No, I don't know what you are.
British.
I don't think so. Look, it's Henry Fonda, Henry from Podcast Universe.
I've been listening to Worst Foot Forward also.
Oh, really?
I'm looking for new clients for my brand new podcast app.
Well, what is that?
Podcast UK, specifically for the United Kingdom.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
If I can get someone to pay me some money, it's going to be a real hit. I'm also still looking for my wife in case anybody has found her.
I forgot he was
looking. He lost his wife. Well, who was his wife? Ariana Grande or somebody?
Right, that's right.
He was looking for his wife. If anybody has found Henry Fonda's wife from Podcast Universe, please don't email us. Email. What's that email address over there?
henry.fonda@yourhealth.wod.
Oh, that's right. You started a clinic.
That's right. Currently helping Donald Trump recover from the coronavirus. I don't know if you've gotten the updates, but he says he's doing very well.
Yes, that's what he says.
And what he says is God's word.
Okay, fantastic. He says he's doing well, Chrissy. Just putting that down. They put that down on paper and they let everybody know. So there you go. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go to find out more information about the show. You can read the show notes and you can join the break room. The break room is where you get access, exclusive access. And when I say exclusive, I mean really exclusive. You'll be like number three if you join the break room. You'll be one of three.
You'll really get some attention.
You're going to get a lot of attention. And man, when I tell you you're getting bang for your buck, let me tell you, you're paying zero. If you call now, you're getting for $0.00 plus $0.00 shipping and handling. You are getting a free after show every single week on YouTube. And the after show is just like 15 to 30 minutes, sometimes even longer. Who knows? Who knows how long we will go? However long I can keep my son out of the... out of the studio here is how long we're going to go. And that after show is exclusive to break room members only. Also, and I wanted to talk to you about this live on air, Hody. I think we should do a live show and I think it should coincide with Halloween.
Ooh.
Yes. So I know.
That's scary.
Scarendipity. It's my favorite holiday in October.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a great
What are you going to do for Halloween?
Oh, this year? Nothing.
Yeah. So that's why I think it might be a good thing to do. It's like we can get on a Friday or Saturday night that's close to Halloween. It will do a live show later on in the evening, and it'll be scare themed. We'll do some shit there around, you know, scares. And
well, fun fact, it's also going to be a full moon and a blue moon on the 31st of October.
I think that's when that asteroid is supposed to swing by Earth, too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, three days before the election.
Nothing would surprise me.
Nothing surprises me in 2020. I mean, look at us. We have a podcast. We have a podcast and people are listening. It's fucking insane. So go to www.tcbpodcast.com and join the break room. Also at The Commercial Break on Insta and Facebook. And you can find us on YouTube. All our shows are now broadcast on YouTube. We are giving away some swag. So if you go and sign up to our Instagram page, you will qualify. There you go. Just like that, you qualify.
Yeah. You're qualified.
I don't know how we're going to pick anybody. Like I haven't determined that yet, but I've got lots of swag to give away. I'll tell you what, last week we had Michelle Karen on, and I just wanted to shout out to Michelle. She's a super sweet lady. We had a lot of fun with her, and you can go back and listen to episode number 26. Michelle Karen.
I really enjoyed her.
What a doll face, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then she like was like extra communicative afterwards. She's just a really nice lady. Like as we get ready to make this big push with guests, I mostly get no's. And sometimes I just sit there waiting for the email to come back to me. I keep on refreshing my email. Like, Brad Pitt's coming on tomorrow. I just know he is. So I'll tell you this. I wrote an email to Pete Buttigieg.
I saw that. Did you see that? So our email. Yes, copying me on that.
I write an email to Pete Buttigieg and instantaneously an email comes back and says, sorry, we cannot deliver your message. And it says, reason why. It just has question marks. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what happened. I guess maybe it wasn't correctly written. I don't know.
Maybe. We'll have to get back to that.
Uncle Pete.
Put a pin in it.
Yeah, hopefully we can have Uncle Pete put a pin in it. Put a pin in it. Hopefully we can have Uncle Pete on the show. That's just like a long shot interview. Sometimes you just got to ask the question, right? If you ask the question, then I mean,
never
who knows?
Know until you ask.
Yeah. I mean, who are some people that you'd like on the show that you think like, oh my God, I would never email them. We have a friend who keeps on emailing Oprah and who not? I mean, who knows? Maybe someday Oprah will come on.
Yeah.
Not my show.
I mean, I'd love Will Ferrell.
Oh, God, he'd be good.
No, absolutely. I mean, I like the idea of some political people on there, too. I love Pete.
Just for fun, like just somebody like I think he's got a good sense of humor and then he can come on and just kind of give us his thoughts on the. I mean, obviously, his thoughts are well known on the election. He wants Biden to give his thoughts. Like he's going to say anything surprising. Like, Trump's done a great job on the economy.
Right. Yeah.
But I just thought that someone a little bit more educated in that arena than you and I might be good for the listeners to hear, because while we don't, you know, while we're not Will Ferrell, we don't have 6 million people downloading this show every week. We are 599.99 million away from 6 million people downloading the show.
Maybe our listeners could give us some ideas of who they would like to hear.
Hey, Hoadley, now you're getting audience engagement.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here.
If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Yes.
I put quotations around that. Now you're looking for audience engagement. That's what podcasters are always looking for. Audience engagement.
Please engage.
Yeah. I'm going to go out and smoke a fag. I'll be right back. Audience engagement. Yay. Thank you. Thank you. So I thought today, Odley, we would play a little game. I'm going to drop this on you. I know we talked about this last week, but I thought you and I would play a game because we don't play many games on the show. And I think it's one of those things that we can do to have some fun.
Yeah.
So I've come up with a game and here we go. I'm Bob Applebags, and welcome to F, Mary, Chill. That's right, we're going to give you three names, Chrissy Hoadley, and of those three names, you got to pick one you'd like to fuck, one you'd like to marry, and one you don't mind chilling out with. We were going to do F, Mary, Kill, however, we do not want the Secret Service coming to our front door.
Wait, I feel like this kind of changes things, because the kill part, which we don't want to say kill because we don't want to incite violence.
We don't want
to chill. I think chill needs to be that person that needs to go to time out and chill.
Okay, we'll do that. How's that? Yeah. However you want to describe
it. Not that you want to chill with them.
That's right.
They're in a corner. They're chilling.
Hoadley,
time out.
Hoadley says you're in a timeout. Fantastic. Back with you, Bob Applebags here on F Mary Chill Out or Time Out. There you go, Bob Applebags. Remember to send in your fan mail to bobapplebags@bobapplebags.com. My wife has left me, and I am lonely, I'll tell you what. Okay, first up, let's have Hoadley. Actually, you know what? I like to switch things up a little bit, Hoadley. Why don't we have Brian go first? It's going to be a round of nine. That means there's three separate categories, three separate people, places, or things that you're going to have to determine whether you'd like to fuck, whether you'd like to marry, or whether you'd like to chill out. So let's go ahead and get started.
Yes.
Round one. Okay.
Okay.
Brian, take it away. All right, Hoadley. Here we go. Are you ready for F, Mary, Chill Out?
As ready as I will ever be.
I'm just going to say chill out. I'm just going to pause for a second.
Yes.
So this is what we're going to do. You got to fuck one. You got to marry one. And you got to send one to chill out. Okay. Round one.
Wait, before we get started, can I preface this by saying that I was telling my husband, Jeff, yesterday about this game, and he had not heard of it before. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, like it's been going around for a while. It's really funny, and you have to fuck somebody, marry somebody, or kill somebody. He's like, well, I don't want you to marry anybody else. And I was like, well, so you're okay, though, with me fucking or killing somebody?
Man, how priorities change once you put that ring on that finger, isn't it? Don't worry, Hildy. You'll truly get there one day. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Brian, your first round one to Chrissy Hoadley. Round one of F, Mary, Chill Out. Round one, I decided, is going to be political figures. Political figures. Three names, three separate human beings. Number one. You ready?
Yes.
Donald Trump. Number two. Michael Pence. And number three. Vladimir Putin.
He was actually on my list to ask you about as well, but I did not.
That's okay. We don't need to give away the game secrets. Because then the audience at home doesn't need to know about all the TikTok of how this show operates.
Chill?
No, and that's the fun of the game. So I'm going to get a pen out here real quick because, you know, once you make this determination, so there's going to be three rounds of three, and then we're going to nail it down to three, and then you're going to have to marry one of those. So just for the clarity for the audience, the person whoever you marry moves on to the next round. Okay.
This is so hard.
It's a one night stand, and you're going to be in timeout for a long time because you don't get to move on to the next round. This is so hard. Donald Trump.
You really messed me up on that one. That's
Michael,
not even fair.
McGillicuddy Pence.
Not I'm not marrying any of those. There is one that I would potentially F.
Whoa!
But only because it's kind of like spy games kind of thing, and that would be Putin.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Trump.
He seems like he's in vigorous health as well. He has, you know, shirt off on a horse.
Yeah, he is. He's been taking those same vitamins that Alex Jones has been taking.
I'm going to have to send Pence and Trump both to chill.
You're going to see. I don't know that we can do this, but so you're going to marry Vladimir. One's got to move on. One's got to move on.
I'm not marrying Vladimir.
Okay, who are you going to marry? You got to move on.
None of them. Oh my God. Ryan. I can't even.
We haven't even gotten through round one.
It's time for me.
Okay, wait. It's time for you. I can't write anything down. We can't move on. The judges are calling a default. Default on round one. Brian wins automatically. I'm Rod Applebags.
Who would you, how about this? I'm going to flip it back on you. Yes. Who would you see me doing?
Okay. So now I have to answer on your behalf. Okay, yes, here we go. Ready?
You pose.
This is pretty easy because I thought about this. I took a lot of time to think about this. You know, I have a lot of time in my day to sit around and ponder who I'm going to marry, who I'm going to and who I'm going to kill or chill out. Excuse me.
Chill out.
I think this is pretty easy. I think you have to marry Vladimir Putin.
Okay.
Because Vladimir Putin is like the all-powerful prime minister of Russia. And I imagine there's a lot of benefits that come to being married with Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
You probably could die at any moment also. And I mean, you know, I don't know for real. But Vladimir Putin is clearly the one you marry because Trump's old and he's insane. And Pence doesn't even, I don't even think he thinks women should have mouths.
Exactly.
I think if it was up to him, they just sew women's mouths shut.
Yeah, so, it's a very handmade tale within Pence's world.
But I also think that, you know, Pence looks like, I don't know, he looks like he's had some kind of brain injury, right? And so I think if you got him in a bedroom and you got him all lubed up and then you just kind of gave him some, you know, I don't know, Cialis or something, you could just deal with it, right? Just deal with it. Trump is clearly the one you send. Yeah, large sum of money, a lot of cocktails, couple Xanax, let it roll.
I would actually sew my mouth up.
It's probably a good idea. You don't want any Pence in your mouth.
Mm-mm. No, absolutely not.
Am I getting any extra Pence on your lips? Okay. All right. So I'm going to say Vladimir Putin moves on to round number two.
Okay.
All right. Now your turn. Okay, Holy. Now your turn to ask Brian questions. Remember, Rod Applebags at rodapplebags.com.
Unlike you, I just have kind of just random people, and I did not discriminate if they were men or women.
We are non-discriminating here.
What was going on? So let's start it off with RuPaul.
Oh, my God.
Eddie Vedder.
Oh.
And Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. You made this too easy. Like, just like, whatever. You pick one. I mean, whatever.
No. I thought about this.
Okay. I think I send Neil to chill out.
You do?
I do send Neil to chill out because I've heard that he can be a little rowdy in the a little handsy in the pantsy, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So I send him to chill out.
Star talk with you.
Yeah, Star Talk with Eddie. I think I clearly marry Eddie Vedder.
Okay, right? Clearly.
I mean, just look at the back of my wall here, right? Yes. I'm clearly marrying Eddie Vedder because him and I belong together.
Yeah.
We belong together. Yes. We belong together for the rest of my life.
I do know your love of Eddie Vedder. That's why I
threw it in. And then, you know, me and RuPaul, we can make... Hey, listen.
Yeah. Hey.
For a man, he's not a bad-looking woman. You know what I'm saying? So I just, beautiful. I think we roll. Roll with that. Why not? Yeah. So there we go.
Okay. So we have
sweet.
Eddie
so we have Eddie Vedder and round. Vladimir Putin moving to the next round. Let's go ahead and let's move to round number two. All right, Brian, it's time for you to ask Chrissy round number two questions. Okay, Chrissy.
Oh, Lord.
Movie or television characters is the next category.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Okay, yes.
Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite. That's the creepy guy who throws the football. His uncle that drives him around in the van. In like
been
the,
a long time since I've seen it.
Like the molester van.
He's a molester?
He's not. No, okay. They don't. That's not what they say. I would.
They just make him creepy.
Yeah, well, please, I have a little bit of respect for you. A little bit.
Tiny.
Dwight Schrute from The Office.
Dwight Schrute.
Or Newman from Seinfeld.
Oh, wow. Once again, you've made this extremely hard.
Let me see.
Okay, so back to the creepy guy or Dwight Schrute or Newman, which they're all kind of creepy. But
yeah, they're all kind of creepy. But I mean, you know, they're at least it's not Putin and Ben. It's kind of creepy. Yes.
I think I marry Newman.
Okay, that's understandable. You'd marry Newman, huh?
He's a post office dude, and I really want the post office to succeed right now. Okay. So
you're taking one for the team. That's what you're saying.
I would chill Dwight.
Okay, so chill out, Dwight. You got to go to timeout. Dwight goes to timeout. Yeah, he's a little eager. He's an eager beaver.
And the other would be the molester. Creepy.
Uncle Rico. From okay,
in the van, only if it was in the van.
Well, listen, where else would you do it? The guy doesn't have a home, apparently. Exactly. According to the movie, the guy doesn't have a home. He just watches old high school football tapes in his van. Okay, so we're marrying Newman. Okay, so we've got Newman and Vladimir Putin.
Plus, Seinfeld is one of my favorite shows of all time. So
that's a great show. Got it. It's a great show. Okay. All right, Hoadley. Now it's your turn to ask Brian. Round number two for Brian.
Round
from Hoadley. For those of you keeping score at home, Hoadley has two of the three, Vladimir Putin and Newman from Seinfeld.
Okay, here we go. I've got Sarah Palin.
Oh, my God.
Martha Stewart.
No way.
And Janis Joplin.
Oh. Well, you can't marry Janis because she's a fucking mess. So that's instantaneously. I think I marry Martha. I have to marry Martha.
Martha, yes.
Yeah, she's a good, you know, at least I'd never go hungry.
You would, exactly. And and you would have great gardens.
That's right.
And
my bed would always be made with those, you know, hotel corners.
Yes.
So that's good. And every season I'd have a new flower arrangement, you know. But hey, listen. And apparently she smokes a lot of pot. So there you go. She's already has her chill out, right? Yeah. I think you, who were the other two? It was
Sarah Palin, Martha Stewart.
Oh, Sarah Palin. Oh, Sarah's got to go chill out for sure. Yeah. And then I think I have a one night stand with Janis Joplin because I think that's about as much as one man can take with Janis. Poor Janis. She was also quite a mess, but you know, all she's got to do is sing me a song or two and I'm all about it. So, okay. So there you go. So now we have Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam and Martha Stewart from Jail. In Brian's bracket. Okay, Hoadley, here you go. You ready? Number three. Round number three. This is just, these are media personalities. I'm making this easy for you. Howard Stern, Ryan Seacrest, or Henry Fonda from Podcast Universe.
Oh, I want to get in on this game. Oh, this is great. I can't wait. Okay, Hoadley, tell us quickly.
Howard Stern.
Yes.
Ryan Seacrest. Or Henry Fonda. From the world's most untrafficked podcast app, Podcast Universe.
Well, I think I clearly marry Ryan Seacrest because he's
loaded.
Very, very wealthy.
Yeah. Yes. Well, so is Stern.
Connected.
So is Howard.
So is Stern. So is Stern.
On paper, I look really good. On paper, my numbers are huge.
What do you have over there?
Well, what do you... as much as Howard Stern has talked about his private parts.
That's true.
How small they are.
That's true. You might have to sleep with him.
Yeah.
Just because at least it wouldn't
to see.
At least it would be quick.
And don't get mad, Henry, but I'm going to send you to chill out.
Oh, man.
This is completely unfair. I'd like a chance to get in on this game, please, because this is just... No one told me that we were going to be playing this game.
Henry, you're not even part of the show. You're just, like, you're on hold constantly.
Listen, I think we should give me an opportunity to play around with Hoadley.
Okay, but first let's catch the listeners up on what's going on. So Ryan Seacrest, Vladimir Putin.
Like as if they're just tuning in the middle of the podcast. I think they're listening from the beginning.
Well, you'd think that. You'd think that, but we have some streams listening pattern.
It's not a live show on the news.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh. I don't think they're tuning in on the middle. But please catch them
That's
up.
True story. Okay, so okay, Henry, I'm going to give you a chance. Let's give you a chance. You have three rounds, three apiece, to ask Hoadley. Let's get it out of the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. No, don't worry, Hoadley. These are going to be really easy, I promise. I've thought about these. I've been thinking about these for the last 30 seconds.
Okay, for any of you that don't know, Henry Fonda is from Podcast Universe, the world's most untrafficked podcast app. He sold me some banner ad space a few weeks ago, explaining to me that I get millions of subscribers. That hasn't come through yet, but because of my ego, I just keep on spending money with Henry and his many different companies that he has.
That's right. Thinking of a new one every single day.
Okay, but we don't know where Henry's from. What is your nationality?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about that.
Why don't you want to talk about that?
It's because many people are crazy about me. They love me. They want to come to my house. They want to track me down. You just don't understand. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, 15 to 16 men came. They knocked down my door. They busted it open. They ransacked my house.
What did those people look like?
FBI agents.
Were they FBI agents?
I don't know. My lawyer told me not to stop and talk to them.
Okay, Henry, you've got your three. Let's go quickly.
Okay, Hoadley, round one. Saddam Hussein, the bassist from Maroon 5, or Henry from Podcast Universe?
Good job, Henry.
Well, Saddam Hussein's going to chill. He's absolutely going to chill.
Clearly.
Clearly. However, now, I mean, I'm thinking about marrying Henry on this one.
I knew I was going to win this game instantaneously because, I mean, I don't even know if there is a basis for Maroon 5. It's just that shirtless guy with the obnoxious tattoos.
Yes.
What's his name? Ryan Seacrest?
Adam Levine.
What's the difference?
There isn't. There isn't.
That doesn't make one.
Okay, round two. Really?
Okay.
Okay. The drummer from Three Doors Down.
Wait, I've got to do... wait, Henry should be asking you.
Oh, Henry. Okay, I'll ask you. I'll ask you one, Ryan. You do it one round, and then Hoadley can go back to the other one. Okay, ready? The drummer from Three Doors Down. Jeff without any teeth.
Jeff, my husband, Jeff?
Whichever Jeff. Don't worry about it.
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges, that's correct. Or Henry Fonda from Podcast Universe.
He's stacking the court.
Yes. You watched the debate last night, I see.
I did.
Okay, I'm going to go with the drummer from Three Doors Down. I'll have sex with him.
Wise choice. He's pretty sexy. Yeah,
I don't even think I've seen the guy.
As you shouldn't. He's a very secretive man.
Okay, I would. I'd probably tell Henry Fonda from Podcast Universe to go chill out.
This is unfair. This is clearly discrimination.
I don't even know what nationality you are,
and you never will.
Okay, and then I'm going to marry Jeff without any teeth, whichever Jeff that happens to be.
Whoever Jeff.
Okay, so now that I understand, we've got Henry from Podcast Universe, Jeff without any teeth, and now round three for Hoadley. Are you ready?
But okay, yes.
Here we go. Da, 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 da. A QAnon supporter. A grown man who dresses up for WrestleMania. Or Henry from Podcast Universe. Okay, we've patiently awaiting your answer.
Oh my God. Well, going back to the spy games thing, maybe I hook up with the QAnon supporter.
Oh, my God.
Also kill them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey.
In the bed, very James Bond style.
You like the Black Widow?
Yes.
Very sexy of you, Hoadley. Congratulations. Okay, so you're going to have sex with the QAnon supporter. Who are you going to Del Tuchila.
What were the other ones?
A grown man who dresses up for WrestleMania.
I don't think I can take that forever. I think I'm going back to Mary and Henry.
Wow. Yay! Henry Fonda from Podcast Universe wins Henry Fonda's round of... this. Congratulations, Henry.
Thank you very much. I know. Now, just one additional thing. Is any of, is this legal now? Are we legally married? Because I heard you talking to Michelle last week from Married
at First Sight. It's a commitment ceremony.
Oh, damn. That really sucks.
Okay, so, okay, Henry, we're going to get
one more round for you.
Yeah, we're going to get back to our round.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye, guys. We at Podcast Universe are always here to help your
love
ego.
You, Henry.
I love you.
Oh, look at this. We're moving into a different phase of the relationship.
Okay, round three for Brian. F. Mary okay. Chill. Go. I love this music.
Okay, it's Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
And Serena Williams.
Serena Williams.
I want a mix there.
I am telling Tom Cruise to go chill out because he needs to chill out with all the Scientology bullshit. Tom needs to go chill out. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
I think I have a one night stand with Serena Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I marry Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, yes.
Because he'd keep me laughing all day long. I feel like we could have a real life stepbrothers going on in my house for the rest of my life. And that would be
incredible.
Okay, so now what we have is we have for Hoadley, we have Vladimir Putin, Newman from Seinfeld. And then what was the last one? The last one was
Henry Fonda.
Henry Fonda from Podcast Universe. That's right. So now, Hoadley, you've got to pick one. You got to F, marry, chill out one of them.
Who was it again? Putin?
You've got Putin, Newman, and Henry Fonda. He's got a real solid lineup there, babe.
Well, I think I'm going to marry Henry Fonda again because you're supporting him.
Henry Fonda, that's right. Your money is my money.
And my money is your money. Congratulations. We're getting married. Oh, man, I feel really bad for Jeff. But listen, things will work out for him. I'm sure he's going to find somebody just fine.
Or he's going to be toothless.
Oh.
I know a good dentist. You go to podcastdentistry.com.
Okay, Henry. Thank you for playing. So Henry from Podcast Universe. Now, what were mine? Mine were Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder. You got Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart.
Will Ferrell.
That's right. Will Ferrell. Okay.
MFK.
Oh, this is going to be an easy one. Mm. Me and Martha are going to get it on. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to change that. Hold on. I'm going to tell Martha to go chill out.
Oh.
Me and Will are going to get it on.
Okay.
I think me and Will could probably make sweet, sweet love somehow. Yes. We're both handsome with dad bods, you know? Yes. We could rub our dad guts together and figure it out.
Our bits.
We could slowly feel our way through a night of lovemaking.
I'm trying not to picture it, but I am picturing it.
I'm sure of it. I'm sure the two of us can figure it out. Just go slow, Will. And then I'm going to marry Eddie Vedder.
You're marrying Eddie.
All right. There we go.
There we go.
So Henry Fonda from Podcast Universe and Eddie Vedder are our couples after a quick round of F, marry, chill. And I'm Rod Applebags for F, marry, chill out. Saying, don't forget to brush your teeth, spay and neuter your lizards. Thanks, everybody. Fantastic. That was a good one. I like that. Yeah. We're going to play that game again. You got to get a lot meaner with this. Like I was going for the jugular.
You were.
Yeah, I wasn't going to. I wasn't going to let you off easy.
My first time? Brian, you had to ease it in.
You got to go slow. We got to work our way. I was thinking the other day, Hoadley, what are some of the things you're missing during the pandemic that you never thought you would miss?
Yes. So, man, I mean, I miss so many things. It's, you know, going to a store, going to a concert, going, I mean, there's, but you're talking about like things you didn't think you would miss.
Like things you didn't think you would miss. Like things that you, like if you were out and about on any normal day, it's not something you would like put at the top of your list as things you really want to do. It's just things you have to do or you're gonna do.
I think handshaking.
You miss handshaking?
I miss handshaking. I'm a handshaker.
I don't think handshaking's ever coming back. I got
a little bit of a hugger too. So yeah, I miss like the personal contact, you know, that I didn't even realize was in jeopardy.
It's all gone. It's not only in jeopardy. It's just gone.
It's gone.
It's fucking gone.
We're going to be bowing.
Yeah. I think that's the way it's going to happen. I don't think handshaking's coming back. I really don't. Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to like fist bump or maybe bow or whatever. But I don't. Yeah. I think now forever and ever, amen. I think handshaking is just going to be out of style altogether, and rightfully so, because I think everyone's going to be afraid that they're going to catch the new contagious disease that's going to kill them. I was thinking I miss a few things. I miss traveling 8 hours on a flight with children.
Right.
I miss shopping with children. Mm-hmm. I miss eating with children out in public. Yeah. All those things that were really quite a pain in the ass before this pandemic started, I miss it all. I really, really do. Yeah. I especially miss going to concerts. I think that's one thing
that huge. I really, really miss. You and I are both such big music fans and love going to concerts. So yeah, that part's been really hard.
One night I went to a Widespread Panic concert. I think you may have been there. Maybe it was Widespread. Yeah, it was a Widespread Panic concert here in Atlanta. And I went to a pre-party for this Widespread Panic show. And at the pre-party, there were all kind of shenanigans going on with people mainly my age, right? So, you know, it's everybody in their mid-30s, at this time, in their mid to late 30s, reliving life as if they were, you know, 19 again. That's right. Right. Exactly. You know, the drugs and the booze were a-flowing. But now everyone's just much more well-funded and less connected. So it's like, you know, one guy in the group is still that guy who never stopped being a drug dealer part-time. Yeah. Right. And so but I had been onto that particular scene for a long time. It's not something that in my adult life, at least most of my adult life, that I chose to do. I remember this particular concert. We go to this party at this person's house. It's like a couple. It's a man and a woman. And they are like the world's biggest Widespread Panic fans. Like the kind
There's
of
a lot fan, of those.
Yeah. I can imagine, right? Because it's just one of those groups.
I followed them around for years.
I know you did. And I think Jeff's got a history with them too. Mm-hmm. And you may even know this person. I think you do, actually. I think we've had this conversation. I think you were in a picture on their wall, actually. I think I remember this. Like all they have is just a wall full of pictures of them at Widespread Panic concerts. Uh-huh. For those of you that don't know, Widespread Panic would be akin, at least the energy in the room would be akin to like a Grateful Dead show. Even though the music doesn't sound similar, it's kind of more bluesy, rocky, but it's very much the same type of atmosphere. It's just like freewheeling. Community. Yeah. Everybody loves each other. And, you know.
Well, and the thing is that they play a different set of songs every time they play. So it's not.
They never play the same thing.
It's not your normal
twice.
Maroon 5.
That's right.
It's the same show no matter what city you're in. This is something, this is why you travel around to go see them.
They never play the same set
special.
Twice.
You get something special. Song they haven't played in years.
That's right.
It's called Bust Out. Bust Out song.
It's called a Bust Out song?
Yeah.
Is that like when they bust out something, for, like one of the old tracks?
That's one of the old ones.
Lay it down for 26 to 32 minutes. While I take a piss, find a new girlfriend, get someone pregnant, and do a couple hits of ecstasy. I come back, and I'm just in the middle concerto of the song.
It's fun.
Sonny's going to do a 27-minute drum solo in the middle of Ain't Life Grand. It's that kind of band.
Yes.
So the party gets going. I'm having a few beers. I'm there with a couple of friends, my brother, having a few beers. And the girl who is hosting the party has got like, she's set up on the kitchen table, like literally a lazy Susan of narcotics that only college children should be. It's like, you know, she's got the cocaine. She's got the ecstasy. She's got the pot. And it's on a lazy Susan. Literally. It's like spinning around.
Spinning around.
And there's this pile of. It looks like cocaine to me, but it's not cocaine. It's MDMA. I learn later. But she
Listen,
she puts it in an Altoids box, right? And then she's running around the party going, fingertip, 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 fingertip. She's taking her finger, she's licking it, she's putting it into the pile of MDMA, and then she's putting it in somebody else's mouth. Now, first of all, I'm a fucking germaphobe, so this is nasty to me. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I don't want a finger dip. I don't know where your fingers have been. Like, I mean, you know. It doesn't look like that bad smelling. Yeah, it doesn't. Just look like that hair's been washed since your very first Panic concert. I don't want your finger dip. Hoadley, this becomes like a rallying cry through the night, right? It's at the party. She starts. She's walking around. She's like, finger dip, Brian, finger dip. And I'm like, nope, no, no, thank you. No finger dip. Okay. But I can hear her going around to everybody else. Finger dip, finger dip, finger dip, finger dip, finger dip. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, you know, but as she gets more, I think mainly the finger dips are going in her mouth, not in other people's. Right.
Right.
So it's just like kind of an excuse. She'll like dip her finger in it and say finger dip. And then you say no. And then she, I'll take some.
Okay, I'll take some.
The more annihilated that this woman gets, the more finger dips that are happening. But I don't know if they're happening in real or just happening in her head, but she feels the need to illustrate that a finger dip is happening by saying the following words: finger dip,
finger dip,
finger dip, finger dip, finger dip. I am now stuck in a, like, now it's everyone's getting in their cars, right? Their Ubers or whatever. And because this woman is a friend of mine, now we're all going together in this big Uber.
Right.
I can't count how many times finger dip was said in this 27-minute ride to the facility where Widespread Panic was then going to play 3.5 fucking hours into the middle of the night. And now this woman is like, by the time she gets out of the car, she is barely coherent, except for the following words: fingertip, 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 fingertip. And now she's got like a little bounce to it too. Fingertip, fingertip, fingertip. And I'm like, oh my God, like, we're going through security and she's got the Altoid box in her hand and she's going around to like people around, like, you know, fingertip. And we're having to like kind of pull her back, like, hey, 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 you know, stick here, stay with us, put the Altoids away, you know, blah, 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 blah. At some point early on in the evening, during one of the 27-minute guitar solos that whoever in the hell is playing plays, right?
Yes.
My brother and his friends are like, can you take care of this person for a few minutes? And I'm like, sure, man. Sure. Hoadley.
Great. Ready?
Finger dip, finger dip, yep. Finger dip, finger dip. She is spinning in circles. And every time she spins around, she's like, finger dip, finger dip, finger dip, finger dip, finger dip.
Wow.
So at some point during the night, as she's spinning around, I know that she's not going to notice if I literally take the Altoids box out of her hand and I put it under the seat. I'm like, whoosh, whoosh, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, then, but she's still saying the words because I think she doesn't have any clue what's going on, right? She's like, finger dip, finger dip, finger dip, finger dip, finger dip. And then all of a sudden, it's like her best friend has been lost. She's like, oh, where did my fingertip go? My fingertip is gone. My fingertip. Where's my fingertip? Where's my fingertip? Now she's running up and down the aisle. People are dancing.
I'm pretty sure everyone loses things at those shows.
She's
for
running,
that exact reason.
She's running up and down the aisle. Like the aisle's close to us. Just like moving people away as they're dancing. Like, fingertip? Have you seen my fingertip? Have you seen my fingertip? People are like, some people I think understood too. They were like, oh man, you lost your fingertip? Holy shit, man. It's not going to be a good night. Bummer, dude. You want another? I got some fingertip. You want some fingertip? And I'm like, oh God, don't give her any more fucking fingertip. We spent the better part of 30 minutes of that show pretending to not know where the fingertip was and just like kind of pretending to help her look for it. Like, did you check your purse? Did you look in your coat pocket? Do you think you put it in your bra? Yeah. Is it under your shoe?
Oh, Lord.
Is it in your sock? But the fingertip continued. The finger dipping continued all night fucking long. It's the worst concert experience. I've had a few, but it's a pretty bad concert experience because I couldn't hear the fucking music over this lady just screaming fingertip all night long. And it stayed in my head for like weeks. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, it's like a,
I don't, sounds like it stayed in there for years.
This is like, we're going on 10 years ago now. And I still, every once in a while, will wake up in a cold sweat and fingertip. However, I would trade the moon to have a fingertip experience right about now. I would take it during the quarantine.
Yeah.
I would gladly pick this woman up with an Altoids box full of crystal meth if you would just let me go to a concert where I could unabashedly dance and hang out with other people. Swear right. all it's holy. Because yeah. it's I just miss it. I miss it.
Mm-hmm.
I miss it. I really do.
I know. I miss so many things. And, you know, people keep talking about this is the new normal.
It is the new normal.
Yeah. And I don't even know that we're going back to what was normal before. I think, like you said, no handshakes, no, you know, close talkers.
You know what we need on this show? Like a happy story every week. Like a happy Hoadley story every week. That's what we need.
We do.
Give me one.
All right. We were supposed to discuss this before, but I've got a wealth of happy stories. Let me go with the one that I kind of liked the best, and that is, this is the Happy Hoadley, right?
This is the Happy Hoadley story. Yeah, this is the Happy Hoadley hour. Well, if you want to make it go, yeah, have the Happy Hoadley 5 minutes.
There's been a study done. There has been a study done of people. And they say that laughter is the best medicine, but 8 in 10 people reckon that dancing is also great at making them feel happier.
I agree with this
less
one.
Less stressed.
I agree with
Absolutely.
This one.
Absolutely.
I think this is no
survey,
surprise.
A survey of 2,000 British, this one's for you, Brian.
Thank you.
British adults found that 3/4 feel happy after shimmying around their home.
Hey, listen, I agree with this one. My son is a dancer. He's like two years old, and he lives for music. He goes he goes to sleep singing. He wakes up singing. All he wants to do is get the Spotify off my phone and listen to his whatever he's listening
to.
He loves
I love it.
He loves the movie Sing, and it's got like Lady Gaga and Elton John. It's a it's not my favorite playlist in the world, but okay, some of the songs are digestible, and you can dance. And all he really does is he just kind of stomps his feet and does moves his hands and like spins in circles.
Like interpret. Dancing.
That's right. he's doing yogatic interpretive dancing by Matthias. But he loves to dance. And so now our family and everybody around us at certain times is into dancing, because he will not let you sit. If you're sitting, he will come grab you and he will pick you up and he will tell you exactly where you need to stand.
Oh, I love that.
It makes me, it like warms the cockles of my heart. I didn't even know what a cockle is, and it warms that cockle of my heart. It is the most unbelievably, I don't know, rewarding thing to think that this little thing that I created has so much love and fun in his heart that all he wants to do is run around and dance and listen to music. And I always feel better after we get a little dance.
That's right. You always do.
That's right.
Laughing and dancing. I think those two things are going to get us through.
And maybe I was a little too hard on the fingertip girl. Maybe she was just trying to have
fun. Trying to dance.
She was just trying to have fun. Listen, we're all just trying to get along in this world.
Yeah.
I'm just not in. And we dance every time the music comes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. Hey. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go to find out more information about the show. Remind me to tell you about the Lonely Fans girl that's back on Facebook. She took a break for like 2 weeks, and now she's back with new content. She's back with new content, and it's just as fucking awful as it was before. It's like half eaten lasagna and a picture of her. I finally clicked on the Lonely Fans link. Right,
he just did. To see, he, just he to, just had to, for I just research had to, purposes.
Well, I wasn't going to pay anything, but I had to investigate what's going on OnlyFans, and it's like
OnlyFans, but you can call it.
I call it OnlyFans because
you can.
Anyway, so it's like a on-demand strip club. I don't even know what it is. But she's only charging $1.19 a month. $1.19 a month, doesn't that seem low?
Yeah.
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand and do what makes you happy.
That's right. So www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go to find out all the show notes. You can read more about Chrissy and I. You can listen to all the episodes. You can join the break room where you get exclusive access to the after show, which is what's going to happen right after Chrissy and I get off this podcast. We're going to jump onto another podcast called the after show. It's an exclusive club.
Exclusive.
Where you and 2.5 members of my family are going to join you in listening to the after show. You can only get it at the break room, www.tcbpodcast.com. I'd like to thank Henry Fonda from Podcast Universe for joining us today. For
my new husband.
Barry, chill out. Your new husband. I'd mm-hmm. like to thank Eddie Vedder, my new husband, for agreeing to be part of this game.
Yes.
That's a guest I'd like to get.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not going to come on my show, but you know. I mean, you never know.
Until you ask.
I do, like, half my problem is, like, how do I get a fucking hold of these people? You know what I'm saying? Doesn't your husband have an email for Eddie Vedder somewhere? I'm sure he does.
With him.
I'm sure he does, actually. Your husband knows people.
He does know people.
We got to start leaning on him a little bit.
We do.
He's like, hey, I don't want to bother you, Jeff, but can I bother you about, do you have Eddie Vedder's?
Do you have Eddie Vedder's phone number?
Yeah.
You have it for me?
Jeff. I'll give you a shout out on the show. Can I have Eddie Vedder's cell phone number?
Well, it's weighed in gold.
You're going to be a millionaire if you're mentioned on this show. No doubt about it. Okay, until next week. We'll see you later. It's Brian and Chrissy for the commercial break. Love you too. Saying bye.
Bye.
To get access to the commercial break after show, go to tcbpodcasts.com and join the break room. You'll get access to the after show, YouTube extras, live shows, and much more. Follow at the commercial break on Instagram and Facebook. It's that squiggly little email thing @ the commercial break. The commercial break is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley. The commercial break returns next Wednesday with an all-new episode. We are available on most podcast providers. Tune us in and ride it out.